Loose Man in the Morning, and my special guest, if you please welcome to the show, I have Cindy Stearns, who is with Accent Marketing, and she has created an inaugural event coming up next weekend, which will be December 3rd and 4th in Ocean Shores, called the Artisan Fair, with an E.
With an E.
With an E, because it sounds way fancier. I like that. And now it'll be featuring fair trade gift items from Ukraine and Haiti. And you said five continents.
Actually, five continents represented.
Which other continents?
Africa, mm-hmm. Asia. You're going to test me now. Africa, Asia, Europe,
yeah.
North America, yeah. And South America.
Wow. So different items that come from those countries, which I guess can make very unique gift items for folks on your list.
They are. Even one of the chocolate bars we're getting from, it's called Equal Exchange. Some people might know that they have coffee shops. I think they might even have one in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Their chocolate bars have the information inside, and they have had chocolate even from the Congo.
Oh, wow.
And so it tells you the story inside on your wrapper you get on your chocolate bar.
So it's not just like little models and knickknacks and whatnot. It's also food items.
Yes,
coming
and
from a lot
we'll
of
have
continents.
Baking cocoa. We'll learn more about it. I've learned a lot about, of course, I tend not to ever turn down chocolate.
Well.
But it opens your eyes to maybe child labor and some things that go on. Mm-hmm. Where with fair trade, it's all equitable. It's all, there's no children that are put to work to do things like that.
And then build these items.
Yes. Yeah. And then the money goes directly to them. So one thing I might mention too is I learned this one, Loose Man, that tea.
Tea.
So we're going to have tea.
Okay.
The obvious, like Sri Lanka, places like that you'd think where you would get tea from. And there's a peppermint tea that is Egyptian blended tea with, get this, from Washington State. I had no idea that we produced peppermint to make tea here.
Yeah, it grows really well here. My dad grows peppermint in his backyard.
Well, maybe he can make a deal.
Maybe.
It's on the Oregon-Washington border, from what I understand, and into Oregon. But they blend that, and this is another learning process I had. We have different growing seasons here and different, you know, crop rotations.
Yeah.
So that's why they use the Egyptian to blend it out. So each time you get the tea, it's basically the same peppermint flavor.
Now, there's peppermint that comes from Egypt, or is it the tea that comes from Egypt?
The peppermint.
Peppermint.
Yes.
So this is all herbal.
Yes. That one's an herbal tea.
There's no black tea in it.
There on that one. That's an herbal, but we do have there'll be black tea, there'll be green tea,
all kinds
too.
Of tea.
Yes.
You can do so much with tea.
Yes.
It's crazy. Now, one of the things we were talking about is Lolly Gay, who's a local baker in Ocean Shores, and she's making cheesecakes for this event.
Yes.
Now, is she taking orders for cheesecakes and making them, or she's going to bring them and you can buy them right there on the spot?
Yes.
Okay. Both.
So she's going to have some right
there. You just showed me a picture of one of her cheesecakes, and I was sitting there going, that is like the best looking cheesecake I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't mention she also does one with bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon.
I'm sold. Sold. I don't even care what else is on it.
So she does savory as well as sweet. And
Bacon goes great with sweet because it's salty sweet. Goes really great together.
It seems
sometimes.
Like maybe she does maple with it or something.
No, it's like peanuts with caramel. Yes. It just goes, right?
It just gets a little crunch going.
It just goes
you.
And like that. Mm-hmm. And lots of other delectable baked goods will be available at the Artisan Fair, which again is coming up December 3rd and 4th in Ocean Shores. Now, where are you having this?
By the way, that's Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, Sunday. Next weekend, not this weekend.
Yes, yes. After Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And it is at the Lions Club. So that's over on Ocean Shores Boulevard.
832 Ocean Shores Boulevard Northwest.
Yes. It's next to the Galilean, for people who know that, and across from what I call Hotel or Motel Row.
Well, we're going to put all this information up on our website, too. Everything people need to know, as well as this interview. If anybody missed it and want to hear about what you had to say, we'll have that posted up on our website.
Oh,
and
let's
we'll
give
share it
a
to our
shout
Facebook
out,
pages.
If
oh,
we
yes.
May.
You have some sponsors.
Well, just one
out
in particular.
Yeah.
We have wonderful sponsors. But one in particular, because when I was driving in here, I heard Windermere.
Yeah.
And Windermere is sponsoring Cafe Justo. And we were talking a little bit off the air about they're from Mexico, and it's right across from Douglas, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And there's a huge, amazing story about them, but you get a pound of coffee, and it's a real pound.
Really good coffee.
A real pound, not a 8 ounce, 10 ounce.
Not really. That's an actual pound of coffee.
It's an actual pound. And they put the name of one of the growers, the people. Mm-hmm. They actually do profit sharing with this company. It's just amazing what they do. They take their family, and they just had their 20th anniversary. And I put some on the social media. They had a photo with the dancing and the beautiful dresses and everything for their anniversary they just had.
Fantastic. So that'll be there too.
Yes.
It's going to be a really fun event. It's an inaugural event. Lots of different things. It's just a great place to go get some gift shopping done.
Yes.
For the upcoming Christmas season
and
the holiday
season. One more thing. Adopt a resident.
What's that?
Green Lake Assisted Living, mm-hmm. which is the assisted living community in Ocean Shores. I've worked directly with the activities director.
Yeah.
And the nursing staff has put together a shopping wish list of these items. If you can believe this, Luceman.
Yeah.
It'll be spring. They don't even have an operational vehicle yet. It will be 3 years before they will be taking any kind of group activity together. They've been in the community for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
In the assisted living home.
So you can adopt a person and then take that person out for outings. That kind of the idea there?
Well, no, that you get gifts. For them, and then maybe there's something, you know, like a pen pal thing kind of can start up.
So that's something that you can look into, too.
Yes.
Next weekend, December 3rd and 4th, what time are we starting this thing?
On Saturday, it's 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
Then it's designed Sunday, especially those that might go to church, noon to 4. And just a heads up, the bridge is closing as of the 1st. To go out to Ocean Shore. So just be sure if coming out that way, you know, go up to Ocean Beach Road or Powell.
Okay. Are they going to have it closed for good and a detour
10
around?
10 weeks, I believe, I'm hearing.
That's no fun.
So anybody going out to the beach, FYI.
Well, there's still another way to get out there. And it's really not that much longer to do
it. No, but just so they don't get frustrated.
Right, yes.
Not know.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Cindy, for stopping on by talking about the inaugural Artisan Fair with an E.
With an E.
December 3rd and 4th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
Yes.
And we'll have all that information posted at kix953.com, as well as this interview in case you missed it. And remember, the proceeds will be going to benefit the local nonprofit North Beach Medical Equipment. So thanks for stopping on by.
Thanks for letting me do this.